I think I've been putting off doing a podcast because I said it I'd do it on a specific subject, and I haven't. I mean, I've got all the equipment, well, not equipment, material to do this, but I don't know, I worry about giving misinformation. But let's have a personal update, even though I said that it would no longer be personal updates. So, I can't remember the last time I podcasted, maybe probably a month or so ago. I've been to see a psychiatrist a few times since then. I'm currently on 25 milligrams of quetiapine at night because I was having paranoid thoughts and borderline psychosis, dropping into quite a severe depression. My lamotrigine has also been increased to the top dose, which is 400 milligrams. Contacted my psychiatrist and said I want to be taken off quetiapine because although it's not actually making me gain weight, I need to go higher on an antipsychotic, and I don't want to gain the weight after I've just lost it. That was just one of my alarms. It's mainly really because I think it's self-confidence and my fibromyalgia, and that's not to knock on anyone that's put on weight with medication. I know how hard it can be, all the side effects and everything that comes along with it, but, you know, this is just my personal situation. You know, at the end of the day, I've been on this mental health journey for 10 years and I've been signed off for that entire time. And, you know, I've had a long, hard look at my life in the last 6 months. Well, a little bit longer than the last 6 months. And I need to, I am learning to live it. You know, I've made a new friend, which, you know, even 2 months ago, I would no way have been able to make a new friend because of my trust issues. Now, she understands, and I've explained it to her. She's got bipolar 2, actually bipolar 2, but she's got bipolar 2. as well as me. I don't know, I have gone out drinking a couple of times in the last few weeks, and I think that was fun, but while my medication is balancing out, I really need to avoid alcohol, or at least just have one or two, because at the end of the day, it fucks with your medication. That's partially why I gave up weed, because how can you tell what medication is working if you're mixing in other substances? I still take clonazepam, but only at night, 0.5 for bed. Although Sunday morning, Saturday night, I didn't go to sleep until Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, which is really rare for me, especially as I was up at 9 on Saturday. Anyway, so I took quite a few sedatives, not like a ridiculous amount, but I ended up sleeping all through Sunday. I woke up twice. Ended up sleeping all through Sunday, all through last night, and then woke up at 9 this morning, so that's a good sign that I was able to have this sleep, but still manage to get up in the morning, and I've had a ridiculously productive day. I mean, I've had the most productive day I have since before 2014, when I dove headfirst into mania. Obviously not by choice, but that's what it felt like. It wasn't just a gradual thing, it was boom. Anyway, so clean the bathroom, it looks fucking lovely. Clean the kitchen, did my physio, sorted out the recycling early, did all my washing, hoovered, cooked properly, and went to the shop. And this, I suppose, for an average, I say average, I don't mean average, but for some people, That's easily done in a day. For me, that is huge. My body is making me pay for it now. And you know, I've got a busy week ahead of me. I've got two courses going on at the moment. I've got a writing course with Mind, with Co Recovery College. There's two of them, and we've started doing like character backstory with characters and plays and sets and stuff. So I've got to do character development through that. I stupidly took on a future learn course called Starting to Write Fiction. I'm really benefiting from it, but I think I've just taken on too much. And to be honest, it's a bit overwhelming. I'm not having enough time for therapy. I started bipolar group on May the 8th, and I'm still going, and I've been every week. To be honest, I'm not finding it that useful, but I'll continue to go. I've been clashing with the psychiatrist. Psychiatrist and psychologist, and they are both stereotypical of their professions. Psychologist is lovely. She's really kind. She's really validating. She listens to people. Psychiatrist, last week, a woman was trying to explain herself to him, and she's repeated herself about five times, and he never got it. And then this other guy said the same thing, and I was like, well, that's what so and so was trying to say. And I don't know, I don't know. I'm trying to not have this clash in my mind and to let it go, because otherwise, I'm not going to benefit from going to bipolar group. Which, to be honest, I don't feel I am, but I'm still going to go to the end. I think they want to put me on the waiting list for another, or something like schema afterwards, but I haven't got the time. I'm not going to be here. I'm moving. You know, like, the only reason I'm still here is because my mum is paying extra on the flat so I can have my mental health help support, which I've been waiting so fucking long for. Anyway, I'm writing again, which feels really good. I haven't done much of the custom design. I've got one tattoo that I need to design for someone who's pregnant, but I can't do it, I can't measure it all out properly until she's had the baby and lost the weight. I've actually had a request from a different guy who I met through this new friend, and I was sat talking to him, and like, he did politics degree, and I said to him, well, what made you do politics degree? And he said, well, I was really aware of the state of the world from a young kid, and I just wanted to make a change. And do you know what? Do you know how lovely it was hearing that from someone? It just gave me pretty much instant respect for the guy. Anyway, so I was just saying about this, the whole custom design thing, and he was like, well, I want something, but I don't really know what I want. So I asked him what the important things to him were, and I haven't started designing anything. I need to message him to send me some pictures, but I'm not taking that on until the creative writing courses with Mind have finished. I've got to be sensible. As I said, I've already taken on too much. What else is new? I can't really think of anything, so we'll leave it there for now. Right, I'll be back soon. Au revoir.